In the 60s, Lenny Bruce, a stand-up comedian known for deeply satirical and controversial routines, was repeatedly arrested for obscenity. His case sparked a nationwide debate about the limits of free speech and the role of political correctness in society. More recently, Joan Rivers and Kevin Hart were targeted for things they said or tweeted, with Hart having to step down from hosting the Oscars in 2018. Is their freedom of expression more valuable than the standards of decency upheld or defined by the public? What's more important, your freedom of expression or being politically correct? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, an individual's freedom of expression is of greater value than political correctness. And it comes from the philosophy category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The debate between freedom of expression and political correctness is long-standing and deeply rooted in philosophical thought. John Stuart Mill, in his book On Liberty, argued that free speech is fundamental to the pursuit of truth, and that silencing any opinion is wrong because it robs humanity of the opportunity to hear all perspectives. Meanwhile, political correctness, emerging in the late 20th century, aims to prevent language or actions that could offend marginalized groups, reflecting an effort to create a more inclusive and respectful society. Should the right to speak one's mind outweigh the need to avoid causing offense? This topic is particularly relevant in today's society, where social media platforms amplify voices and make personal opinions way more public than ever before. Debates over what can and cannot be said have far-reaching implications for education, workforce policies, public discourse, and even art. Now, let's debate. Agree. An individual's freedom of expression is of greater value than political correctness. Freedom of expression is a cornerstone of democratic societies. It allows for the exchange of ideas, criticism of the government, and the advancement of knowledge. When you restrict speech, even in the name of political correctness, you're setting a dangerous precedent that could lead to censorship and the suppression of dissent. As George Orwell famously warned in 1984, controlling language is a way to control thought. Open dialogue, including controversial or offensive ideas, is essential for the pursuit of truth. When people are allowed to express themselves freely, society can challenge and refine its beliefs. Philosopher John Stuart Mill argued that even false ideas have value, as they encourage us to defend and better understand the truth. Censoring speech limits this process, potentially allowing falsehoods to go unchallenged. In modern times, we're seeing echo chambers created by social media algorithms. Basically, you're fed the same content you engage with, meaning you're rarely exposed to alternative perspectives. Individuals should have the right to express themselves, even if their views are unpopular or offensive. Freedom of expression is tied to personal identity and autonomy. It allows people to express their beliefs, values, and experiences. Political correctness can force individuals to conform to societal norms at the expense of their own authenticity and freedom. A 2017 Cato Institute survey found that 71% of U.S. citizens believe political correctness stifles important discussions. Labeling certain speech as correct or incorrect shuts down a healthy exchange of ideas. Interestingly, that same survey showed a majority opposed laws restricting hate speech, suggesting a desire for open discourse even when it includes offensive language. Disagree. An individual's freedom of expression is not of greater value than political correctness. With freedom comes responsibility. Words have power. And unchecked freedom of expression can lead to harm, such as hate speech or incitement to violence. Political correctness aims to create a respectful and inclusive environment by discouraging speech that can marginalize or discriminate against certain groups. As civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." It's important to consider the impact of words on others. Political correctness is about preventing harm to individuals and communities. Unrestrained expression can lead to hate speech, bullying, perpetuating stereotypes, reinforcing inequalities, and creating hostile environments. For example, derogatory terms and slurs have been used historically to oppress and silence marginalized groups. Promoting more respectful language is a step towards healing and equality, with a long-term goal of shifting how society perceives these groups and the discrimination they face. Restrictions are necessary to shield vulnerable communities from offensive speech. Political correctness fosters social cohesion by encouraging people to be mindful of their language and the impact it has on others. It promotes a culture of respect and understanding, which is essential in a diverse society. It promotes a culture of respect and understanding, which is essential in the diverse society we live in today. When J.K. Rowling tweeted things construed as transphobic, her words offended and quickly calls went out for a boycott of all things Harry Potter. This is an example of how free speech that disregards the feelings and identities of others led to social breakdown, even among diehard Potter fans, as well as mistrust and conflict. Striking a balance between free expression and respect is key to maintaining a more harmonious society. Now for some rebuttals. A possible rebuttal to the first agree point about freedom of expression being a fundamental right could be, while freedom of expression is important, it's not absolute. Laws against libel, slander, and incitement to violence show that society recognizes the need to limit speech when it causes harm. Political correctness is just another way to set those boundaries, ensuring that the freedom of expression does not come at the expense of dignity and respect for others. A possible rebuttal to the first disagree point about social responsibility is, political correctness can go too far, leading to self-censorship and stifling open debate. People might feel afraid to express their honest opinions, which can hinder progress and the search for truth. A society where individuals are constantly walking on eggshells is not conducive to genuine dialogue and understanding. The debate over whether an individual's freedom of expression is of greater value than political correctness is a fun one to tackle, especially as a game focused on healthy debate. The agree side argues that it is a fundamental right, essential for democracy, the pursuit of truth, and personal autonomy. On the other hand, the disagree side emphasizes the importance of social responsibility, preventing harm, and promoting social cohesion, so much so that it has led to the rise of cancel culture. Both sides raise valid points, highlighting the need to balance individual freedoms with the respect for others in a diverse society. Interested in diving deeper into this topic? Well, when playing dinner table debates at home, the agree side gets to set the terms and shape the direction of the discussion. This allows for a fresh and engaging debate each time. If you're exploring an individual's freedom of expression is of greater value than political correctness, here are a few ways agree might frame the conversation. 1. An individual's freedom of expression should take precedence over political correctness in order to eliminate cancel culture. What are the implications of cancel culture today? Have they been effective or ineffective? Should society prioritize freedom of expression in order to ensure that no one ever gets canceled again? 2. An individual's freedom of expression is of greater value than political correctness in academic and intellectual discussions. Thinking about academic institutions, is political correctness stifling important educational discussions? How can we ensure that open dialogue is preserved while still being respectful of diverse perspectives? 3. While an individual's freedom of expression is of greater value than political correctness, curbing our language actually improves our ability to express ourselves. By keeping diverse perspectives in mind when we communicate, are we actually able to communicate more effectively and ensure that more people will be interested in hearing what we have to say? Do the restrictions of political correctness actually make us better at using our freedom of expression? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.